Rick, how did your alfalfa actually fare last year? And what do you think this year will be like?
Well, last year we had about a 40% water allocation. And in a normal year, we will get four complete crops of alfalfa. And last year, due to some rains and some other things, we were able to harvest close to three full crops. However, we were not able to grow any of our corns for silage or anything, so we lost that production. But our alfalfa actually did pretty well last year for the little amount of water we did have.
That's good news. And what are your predictions for this year? What are you expecting?
This is a brutal year for us. Our water allotment has been set at 20%. We have yet to have any water for alfalfa or the field crops. We do have a pond on the farm where we can irrigate some of our crops that we sell directly to the public. But the district is not even sure, the water district, that we can get 20%. They're going to turn the water on probably the first week of May, and they're going to run 21 days of water, and then they will let us know whether they have to lower it down to 15% or not. And at 15%, we're not even sure we can harvest more than one crop of alfalfa. So as you can see, our production will be extremely limited this year, even at 20%. But if we go down to 15%, it's almost a devastating limitation, although the valleys around us, such as Lovelock and Yerington, have it as bad or worse than we do. So we have to be thankful a little bit for having some water to keep the alfalfa alive, hopefully.
Right. I'm so sorry to hear that news. Is there a certain point where some farmers might say it just doesn't make sense to grow this year?
Yes, that may happen. But generally speaking, although these are significantly worse years than we've had before, every successful farmer in Nevada knows that they farm in the desert, and they know that they have to squirrel a little away for the bad years. Someone asked me once, how long have you been planning for the drought? And I told them, we always are planning for drought. We're always looking for ways to use less water and ways to stretch water and ways to take the good years and balance them out with the bad years. The problem now is we've had 4 years in a row, so if this doesn't change, we probably will have to take a look at what we do and how we do it and re-engineer for the long term.
And you're a leader in Northern Nevada's farming community. You're pretty well connected to the industry and what others are doing. Can you share what you're hearing from other farmers as this drought continues to worsen, sort of what the word is?
I think on the short term, the word is hunker down and do the best we can and hope that this drought will break and to get the maximum production and just hang on. The other thing that farmers are doing is we do have some crop insurance programs through the USDA, and I think we're getting more adept at seeing what help the government can give us in weathering these tough times. And it may be that some of the farmers are going to have to look at borrowing money to stay in business. And that's at the point where you look at it and say, do I want to do that or do I want to, find an exit strategy? We're hoping that we won't have very many of them take the exit strategy way out, but that has to become an option if these droughts don't break and they continue.
Rick, along with operating a working farm, you also have your hand in what's called the agro-tourism business. You've got this fun pumpkin patch in the fall and a bunch of other activities that make your property more of a tourist destination. Is the drought affecting that aspect of the business?
What happens is the word gets out, oh, there's a drought, so they're not going to have any cantaloupe. The corn maze isn't going to be open. The pumpkin patch isn't going to be open. Those are our high dollar areas per acre foot of water used, and we squirrel away our water and we use that water to keep those events going. And the worst thing that can happen is for the word to get out in the public somehow that, well, this is a bad year for farmers. We're not going to visit the farm this year. In a bad year, that's when we really appreciate your visit to the farm.
Rick Latin, thanks for speaking with me today.
You're welcome.
Rick Latton owns Latton Farms in Fallon, where he grows alfalfa and a variety of produce. Our interview is part of KUNR's series on the drought that's airing all this week. For that series, we've also gathered water conservation tips, including this one from Wendy Hansen-Mazette. She's the master gardener for the University of Nevada Cooperative Extension and has this advice on how to save water while irrigating your lawn.
The biggest error that gardeners and people who have yards make is just trusting an irrigation system and setting it up and then just letting it run the whole season. In most cases, we're overwatering in the spring and fall, and we're watering just enough in the summer. If you're out there paying attention to the system, paying attention to your plants, you can monitor if you're overwatering or if you're not watering enough. Become familiar with your system and do some controls. Adjust it, lower it if you're getting a lot of runoff. Give fluctuation time, so water for 10 minutes, give it a break for 10 minutes, then water again. Go out, see how deep that water went, and then measure it. Go out another 6 hours later and see how much moisture is still there in the ground. By digging in the soil and actually feeling it and seeing it, you'll have a much better idea of how long you need to water and what you need to do for the varying temperatures.